Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us one of our own, Darius Helm, our senior editor, who is in Italy right now at the Cersei Show. How are you doing, Darius?
Doing pretty well, thanks.
Well, good. Well, tell us, how are things in Italy? And tell us a little bit about what's going on at the I guess it's the largest ceramic tile show in the world.
Yeah, it is for now. Well, it's been a pretty good show. There's definitely a lot of folks, looks like a lot of traffic, and I was surprised that folks, you know, in general are pretty optimistic and enthusiastic, and I guess that's a good sign. There was a lot of representation from all the different countries, and it looks like that innovation is alive and well. Everyone is focusing on a lot of really highly technical designs.
Okay, well, let me ask you, you know, last year, it's probably too soon to know this, but last year, I think there were 92,000 people that came to the show, and I think there were 1,100 exhibitors. So you probably don't know what the stats are for this year yet, do you?
I don't know the stats yet. I mean, I would be surprised if the exhibitor number went down, but I wouldn't be surprised if traffic was down a bit. When I was here 2 years ago, it looked pretty similar to this. It was pretty crowded. I mean, there's a lot of activity no matter what. But if I were to guess, I would say maybe numbers would be down a hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know this is not new news for anybody that really follows the business very well, but, you know, the Italians are still the leading importers of ceramic tile into the U.S. I mean, I know that number's been coming down a little bit, but, I mean, that's one of the reasons that you know, we make the investment to send you to this show or cover this show every year because, I mean, you know, this is one of the largest suppliers. This country is one of the largest suppliers of ceramic tile and porcelain tile to the industry.
Yeah, and certainly from the manufacturers that I spoke to, they're just as committed as ever to the U.S. market, and I spoke to a bunch of manufacturers who are targeting it, who haven't targeted it that much in the past. So they're just as committed, and they're not that nervous about the state of affairs in the
States. In the States. Okay, so I was going to ask you about the mood. So, you know, given that we do have an economic situation over here that's caused the business to be soft, I think last numbers I heard from Santo Tresivia was that while this business was, you know, over $2 billion last year, that it was well below that in the current year. So the mood over there is upbeat?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the talk is all about the situation in the States and the fiscal crisis. That's certainly what the conversation is about, but at the same time they're upbeat about it and they're focusing on product.
Well, one of the things that people say is if you want to know what the architectural or design trends are going to be, travel to Italy and you'll see it there first. That's where, you know, the black and white started and a lot of the textures started, a lot of the metal looks. So what are you seeing from a, you know, design trend standpoint?
Well, okay, well, for instance, while the Spaniards are the glaze experts, the Italians are the technological experts. And so they're moving away from glaze, even though the glaze that I saw is performs much better than did in years past. And there was some out there, but most of what I saw was unglazed through body porcelain and just incredible surface textures, what they're doing. I mean, for instance, I saw one, the linen look, and as you walk over the tile and you look down, a damask pattern appears and disappears. So they're doing really brilliant things just by basically the etching on the top surface. And I saw a lot of metallic looks that didn't have any metal in them. That was simply by how the surface was etched. It created metallic looks. And those are the through bodies, you know, they don't have any kind of a glaze on them.
So they're continuing to bring new looks and innovation to the business at this show.
Absolutely, absolutely, and more precision than you've ever seen. You know, they really have got it down to a fine science.
Can you give us a couple of companies where you've seen some of the more upscale design looks?
Yeah, okay. Cesar Ceramiche.
Okay.
Was one of the ones that had a lot of, I think that was the one I saw where it was a metallic look without it being metal, and you wouldn't have known. I mean, I kept on asking him if there was metal in there, and he insisted there wasn't. And once I got down and took a really close look, I could understand what he was saying.
And that's part of
that was
That's part of the Atlas Concord group, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. That's right. Part of the Concord group. Atlas Concord is another of the Concord group.
Okay.
Oh, and here's something that I saw, another also part of the Concord group, Coto d'Este, I think I'm pronouncing it right, and they have, this is one of the cool things of the show, a 3 millimeter thick porcelain tile that comes in slabs 1 meter by 3 meters. And it's much tougher than any other porcelain. I think he said it was 9,000 tons pressure created. And it's so thin that it can, I think it's designed, for instance, to lay over an existing floor.
Hmm.
It's incredibly thin, 3 millimeters.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it would hold up, but he let me punch it and everything. And, or you can use it as a new floor if the subfloor is perfectly level. It kind of requires a perfectly level floor. And you can use it, you know, for instance, on the front of cabinets. We do all sorts of stuff. I think in hospitality, it's a really effective and cost-effective renovation that I think we'll see a lot of people using it.
So it's an ultra-thin but yet strong porcelain product?
Yes. Absolutely. They've been working on it for 2 or 3 years.
Okay, very interesting.
And they finally got to a stage where it performed like they wanted. It's really impressive.
All right. Did you
another one that I saw was part of the Marazzi group, Ragno, had some really good unglazed through-body porcelains. I'm trying to find my notes right here. Monolith, that was one of the ones that was really impressive. That was a Marazzi product. Under Ragno, they had the textile with the damask. That was the moment, the textile, the damask. And if you look closely, you could see how they had cut these really fine lines that would somehow reflect a damask pattern as you walked over it. I can't even imagine how they did it.
What are you seeing from color trends? You see any changes there?
Only slow movements with color trends. I see a lot of, well, for the American market, they're still focusing on the lighter tones and some charcoals, some darker colors in general. I think they're leaning a little bit more towards darker ones than they were a few years ago.
Okay. And they're.
I've also seen a number of good wood looks.
Okay. And are they still?
That seems to be really developing.
I remember last year when we went, there was a lot of leather and animal skin. Is he still seeing a lot of that?
Not that much. I saw under some of the floorm companies like Rex.
Yeah.
I saw some leather looks. I think they had kind of a fish, a little sort of bumpy texture, and then they had a flat leather look. I'm not seeing as much leather as I was seeing 2 years ago.
And any news that's like USA centered news around more expansion, or you know, just take for instance, I guess it was 60 days or so ago covered the fact that Marazzi, you know, down in Texas is continuing to expand, even though the market's a little soft right now. So was there any other news like plans for expansions or anything like that?
There was nothing about specific plans for expansion, but there was commitment to the market. You know, for many of these players, it's their biggest export market. You know, it's a very big part of their business, and they're absolutely moving ahead with all their plans. I think a lot of them are focusing on commercial products and hospitality. It wasn't as strong with residential products.
Yeah. Okay. And while this show is in Italy, it's in Bologna, Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are other. I mean, the Spaniards are there and. Brazilians are there. Did you see anything of interest from any of those guys?
From the Brazilians, I haven't seen them yet, but I saw Tao and some of the other Spanish players, and they're the more technical players too. So they're also doing a lot with surface texture and not using as much glaze as they were in the past. Also, a couple of Portuguese players like Revigres.
Well, Darius, what about
I think I'm going to lose you in a minute just to warn you.
All right. Well, let me just real quick before you go, what about the social side of it? I mean, is the weather good out there?
Yeah, the weather has been really good, really warm, and I think that's been reflected in the enthusiasm in the crowds. Everyone's really enjoying themselves, and it's very busy. So you know what those booths are like. There's just traffic constantly, and it's, you know, until 7 at night.
Yeah. Are you discovering any new foods or wine?
Well, I always enjoy trying their wine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. We've been talking to Darius Helm, who's a senior editor for Floor Focus magazine, and he's at the annual Chersai show in Bologna, Italy, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.